In focus today, Armenian-Turkish relations. This Sunday, April 24th, Armenians around the world will observe Memorial Day, the day 90 years ago when the Ottoman Empire began a brutal campaign against its Armenian minority. For decades, the Turkish government firmly denied that any atrocities took place. But as VOA's Lattice Ahok reports, Turkey now may be willing to re-examine its past.
Last month, Turkey made an unprecedented gesture by offering its neighbor Armenia to conduct a joint study of the historic events that took place during World War I in Anatolia, the Asian part of Turkey. Armenia rejected the proposal. Peter Balakian, author of several books on Armenian history, says ample research has already been done.
I think that the growth of recognition of the Armenian genocide worldwide, the Canadian government last year, the French government in 2000, the Swiss government last year, the Danish parliament, the Italian parliament, the Vatican, many other countries in Latin America and the Middle East as well. This is the result of education, of the fact that scholars have done increasingly brilliant work over the last couple of decades, writing objective, detached histories of the Armenian genocide.
According to Armenians, on April 24, 1915, the Young Turk government, the ruling political party of the Ottoman Empire, began to deport and massacre its Armenian Christian minority population, approximately 2.5 million people. Turkey denies that there was a planned campaign to eliminate Armenians from Anatolia. It says that both sides suffered losses in the war. Atrocities may have occurred, they say, but only at the hands of rogue groups or individuals, Turkish as well as Armenian. Turkey says no more than 300,000 Armenians perished in the clashes. Turkish-born Muge Gocek, a historical sociologist at the University of Michigan, says ordinary Turks have denied the massacres for many years because they don't have access to their historic documents.
Turkish society knows very little about what happened in its own past for two reasons. One is because of the alphabet reform that happened in Turkey in 1928, where the Arabic script was abandoned and Latin script was adopted. Turks cannot read their own past historical documents. And the second thing was that things from the past were selectively translated, and therefore very little information, scholarly information, has been made available to them about the Armenian question.
But after World War I, says Professor Gocek, there was an international condemnation of the Turkish atrocities, and the Allies conducted trials against the perpetrators.
They had more than 1,000 trials held, but only a couple of people were punished. The rest were not at all punished for these crimes because a lot of them joined the nationalist movement, the War of Independence, and as such, they then became important people that went on to found the Turkish Republic.
In the 1920s, Turkish reformist leader Kemal Atatürk established a strong and independent Turkey, which was able to use its political clout to squelch Armenian claims for reparations and return of their land, and it continued to do so later as a strategic U.S. ally and a member of NATO. But with the collapse of the Soviet Union, the government of the newly independent Armenia began a worldwide effort to gain international condemnation of the World War I massacres as genocide. Subsequent mass killings of civilians in Bosnia, Kosovo, Rwanda, and Sudan focused international attention on such crimes, and scholars say this has renewed interest in the Armenian question worldwide and among many in Turkey. Some groups are interested in fostering reconciliation between Armenia and Turkey. David Phillips, a fellow at the Council on Foreign Relations, says preconditions to reconciliation would be counterproductive.
The idea that exists in some ultranationalist circles in Armenia that before you even talk to Turks, they have to admit the genocide, pay reparations, and give back territory is completely a non-starter. Ultranationalists in Turkey also oppose any movement on Armenian issues and try to link that with the restoration of so-called occupied territories in Azerbaijan.
David Phillips says both countries need to be moderate while acting in their national interests, and he says Turkey and Armenia would benefit from opening their common border for travel and trade. That, many analysts say, would be the quickest road to reconciliation. For Focus, I'm Zlatica.